Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Thank you and your family. Well, it's a joy to be with you today. Well, I've been looking forward to this. Well, I want you to turn your Bibles, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I've got a real simple message today. All my messages are simple. I'm a simple preacher. But God does have different callings and different gifts. He has teachers, prophets, ministers, all kinds of different people to help reach different people. And we all receive from certain people and other people, you know, other people receive from. But I want to minister a message today, and this really the starting of it comes from the prophet's anointing, something I saw in the Spirit. But I thought, well, this would be helpful to everybody. But let me pray before I start. Our Father, we do thank you, Lord, for your wonderful blessings, for the relationship we have in Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you're always with us and you're always watching over us. And we're so grateful, Lord, that your presence is always with us. And Father, today I pray the Holy Spirit would just bless and help each and every person here. May your blessings be upon this ministry and upon all the ministries of this church and upon the ministers, Lord, here, the laymen, lay people, and members. Now, Father, if someone needs a miracle, I pray today you'd release that miracle into their life. And, Lord, most of all, guide them by the Holy Spirit and guide them into the things they're to do. And, Lord, help them to make all the right decisions through the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God. Now, Father, we're going to thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I've got a message here. It's called, The Lord Will Help You. Back around about January, I had an open-eye vision. And it is, you know, let me read my scripture here first, and then I'll go into it. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, it says this, But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to profit every man. And then he goes on and lists manifestations, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, gift of faith, gifts of healing, the working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, and diverse kinds of tongues and the interpretation of tongues. He said these manifestations of the Spirit are given to every man. In other words, they are given to us to profit withal, to bring profit into our lives. You know, we are led by the Spirit, and then we feed off the Word of God, and we take this Word and we apply it to our lives. But also, there are times when you do need a manifestation of the Spirit. You need God's presence to speak to you in a special way to help you in certain areas. You know, you may be going through a hard time, and you need the Lord to speak in a more specific way. And that's the reason He's designed the manifestations of the Spirit. They're given to men, to women, to boys, girls, children. They're given to us as believers to profit, to bring profit into our lives. Recently, I'll say this: I was in during my prayer time. And all of a sudden, I had an open-eye vision, and discerning of spirits was in operation. And I saw a demon spirit headed toward a pastor I knew. I knew the pastor because I ministered for him. And I saw that Satan had assigned a demon spirit to go attack him. So, well, I got ahead of the demon. I called the pastor. Well, first of all, I bound him up in the name of Jesus. But then I called the pastor and told him to be on the alert. 1 Peter says, stay on the alert. Your adversary seeks. Now, I was told to tell him this. You see, here's what a lot of people don't understand. Don't ever be afraid of the devil. Don't be afraid. He's defeated. But he's always looking a door to get into. I said, that devil is sent to... And listen, here's the thing about it. If you don't know a spirit's there, he'll follow you around and follow you around and follow you around looking whom he may devour. In other words, looking a door to get through. Yeah. Now, if you don't give him a door, he can't get through it. Jesus said, the devil's fell from heaven, but he has no part or lot in me. See, the devil couldn't get in Jesus' life. The only reason they were able to crucify Jesus, he gave up his life. He said, other than that, I could call 10,000 angels, and they'll defend me. They'd defend me. They'd squish every one of these folks around here. But he didn't do it. He come to give his life up, man. That's the only way. And that's the reason he couldn't say anything when they were beating him and slapping him and all, because if he'd said the wrong thing, he could have never been crucified. A lot of people don't understand that. That's how his faith worked. If he'd said, well, I'm not going to die, he wouldn't have died. Nothing could have killed him. And so he knew that. So he said, I give my life up. But you see, the manifestations are given. And you see, you don't ever just shut yourself off to a leading of the Holy Spirit or a guidance of the Holy Spirit or a move of the Spirit the way the Lord wants to manifest himself to you. You see, he can work through people. He can speak through people. He can just speak through your spirit. He can give you a dream or a vision. Now, you need to weigh it out and pray it out and make sure it's of the Lord and then act on it when you know it is. But anyway, I called the pastor and told him, and he stood, got on the alert, and he's become watchful. You see, the devil is out seeking. He's trying to find a doorway to get into. But you don't have to leave that door open. Amen. Now, getting back to the start of the message, I had an open eye vision one day praying. This is around about January, I guess. And I saw in a vision, open eye vision, being in the prophet's anointing, I see things more than the average person would. But I saw, I could see things just like you're watching a movie screen. I've seen visions large, it looked like a pier. Huge, big movie screen. And I saw someone I knew, and they were opening up a service bill. You know what a service bill is, when somebody sends you something you owe. Could have been an insurance bill, whoever, tax bill. But when they opened it up, they looked at it, and they said out loud with enthusiasm, how in the world are we going to pay this bill? Ain't no way in the world we can pay this bill. And when I was watching the vision, the Lord narrated it, and he said this, go tell them to train themselves to say, the Lord will help me. The Lord will help me to pay this bill. Now, it's important to get this. The Lord will help me. You see, it's important to release at least a basic level of faith for the Holy Spirit to flow through. You don't have to have a high level. Just a good basic level of faith for God to work through. You see, God needs that basic level of faith flowing out of your mouth so that he can work through it. And you see, the words you speak at these moments is going to put you deeper in fear, or it's going to carry you into faith. You see, words, the words you speak, especially when you're speaking them out of your heart and speaking with great emotions, is going to take you deeper into fear, or to carry you deeper into faith. So you need to watch what you say when things come upon you like this. Now, if you would, now, and there, he gave me the scriptures for this. Turn your Bibles to Hebrews. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know, but it's just going to help refresh your mind. Hebrews chapter 13. But he said, tell them to train themselves to say, the Lord will help me. The Lord will help me to pay this bill. Now, see, you need to realize you're not here on your own. If you're born again, if you're a born again believer, the Lord is working through you. The Lord is working in your life, and the Lord wants to get involved in your life. He don't want to be separated from you. He wants your fellowship. He wants your love. He wants your worship. But all at the same time, he wants to help you in your life crisis. He wants to help you in your daily walk with him. He wants to help you in your daily fellowship with him. He wants to be a part of your life through the hard times, through the good times, through the shouting times, through the praising times, through every day of your life. God wants to be a part of your life. Now in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it says this. He said, let your conversation, in other words, lifestyle, be without covetousness, but be content with such things as you have, for he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And verse 6 said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men should do unto me. Now he said this. He's talking about financial matters in our life. He said this. He said, "Don't be covetous, but be content." What he's saying is, try to live in the means that you. In other words, don't get out of what you can afford. You know, don't get beyond what you can pay or afford. But even then, crisis comes up. You know, you can try to manage your bills, and things will just pop right up. Things will come up anyway. You know. And he's saying, but try to live within your means. And then, of course, you know, when the Lord blesses you and your faith grows, you can naturally, you can believe for more, and you can use your faith in higher and greater things. But he went on and said this, "But I will never leave you nor forsake you." God is not going to run from your problems. God's not going to say, "Uh-oh, I hope Jim don't call on me today, because he's got a bigger problem than I can solve. Angels, go distract him, and maybe he won't call on me today." Huh? That's not the way he is. He's ready. God is ready. God is ready to get involved in your problems and the trials and the tests that you go through. God is ready to move and flow in your life. God is ready with His wisdom and guidance to give you a guiding hand through the storms of life. God is ready. We just had a brand new baby born a few months ago. And my daughter-in-law, she was extremely sick. I mean, I've never seen anybody carrying a child that sick. She was so sick, she had to go to the hospital and stayed in the hospital for weeks. I mean, they had to put fluid in her. She couldn't eat, and she constantly was throwing up. I mean, every few minutes. I mean, it went on for weeks and weeks. But we started seeking and seeking the Lord and praying and seeking and praying the Lord. And one of the best ways you can do is pray in the Spirit. Just start praying and praying. So you need to pray up a miracle. You know, and I was speaking our faith. We were talking our faith on the level like I knew how to do it. I kept speaking, kept talking, kept saying, trying to keep them encouraged. You know, they're no one on the same level we are. But I kept speaking and talking, my wife, and I got people praying. But I kept praying and praying. I go to the Lord every day. I'm talking about praying for hours and hours. When I would see her, I mean, she looked bad. And the doctor sent a report back and said that the child may be, you know, mentally messed up, the brain or something, because not getting enough food and nutrition and all that, could be underdeveloped. You know, they try to prepare you for things. But I knew the God that I serve was bigger than the problem we faced. So I kept praying and praying and praying and praying in the Spirit. I'm talking about hours a day. I'm not talking about an hour or two a day. I mean, just kept praying. Every day I'd get up in my free time and just pray and pray and pray. And I'd just keep praying and praying. And one day, I had an open-eye vision. And I saw the baby born. I saw her holding that baby. And I looked at that baby in the vision. I said, "That baby's well. That baby's healthy." And that's the way it will be. That's the way it will be. Now, I knew that in my heart by speaking my faith. I knew that in my heart. But you got to realize, when you're working with others and you're working trying to help get a miracle over to others, their faith, you see, may not be on the same level, hooked into that same anointing and power. And so you got to pray up a miracle sometimes. But then I said, "Oh, praise God." I realized that's the way it'll be. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what it looks like. It'll be exactly what I saw in that vision and what I'm believing in my heart. Well, I knew it was settled. I knew it was settled. I was at peace. But a few days later, I was still praying in the Spirit, and I had another vision, and I saw the child again. And I saw the child when the child was a little older, and I looked at his little eyeballs and hands and then moving around and all. I could tell that was one healthy child. See, God wanted to reassure me, not just once, but twice, through an inward witness, through His Word, through two visions, and I just knew that I knew it had to be that way, and it was that way, and it is that way right now. I can tell you that. We babysat last night, you know, and kept two of them, and kept that little baby and his little, I mean, just kicking around, you know, just normal as can be. You see, God wants to get involved in your life. I don't care what it is. I don't care how small it is or how large it is. God wants to get involved in your life. You see, there are times, you see, you know you have to hear from God. There are times you have to hear from God. You've got to hear that spoken word into your heart to help give you that reassurance you need, especially when you're working through others. Now, myself, I know where my faith is. I know where I stand in my faith. I know what I can do with my faith. I just know how to use faith. But see, when you're working through others, they have free wills. They have a will of their own, and they can reject, they can receive or accept. You see, so you have to get a word from the Lord sometimes. This happened just only about a year ago. This minister was praying for somebody in his church. The man was not too old, but he was dying. He was in the hospital. They had everybody praying for him and interceding. He called me up and asked, would I pray for him? I said, yeah, I'll be delighted to pray for him. I'd seen him. I didn't know him. I'd ministered for him. The pastor every year. I'd been doing it for 20 years. But he was a fairly new member of the church, so I didn't know him. But he was laying in the hospital dying, and they were believing for him to live. And I started praying, and the Lord showed me a vision. I saw a coffin, and I saw him in the coffin, and I saw that he was going to die. You see, you don't always know why things turn out the way they are. But I knew there wasn't no way in the world they were going to ever change that. I just knew, I went and I saw it. See, I know if it can be changed. I know it in my own heart. But I knew it couldn't be changed. So I had to call the pastor back and say, you're not going to be able to stop this. He's going to go on to be with the Lord. Now, he was born again, so thank God he's with the Lord. You understand? So that's the most important thing. But why did the Lord speak in that way? So that it wasn't damage to pastor's faith, to the people that believe in forms faith, so that they wouldn't get discouraged and think that faith doesn't work. Faith does work. But see, you don't know what's in the heart of another person. They may be wanting to die. They may be saying to themselves, I don't want to live anymore. I'm just tired of life. You know, that a lot of people really go through a lot of hardships and hard times and extremely frustrating life all their life, and from the time they're a child right on up to the time they die, and they could be saying to themselves, I don't want to live. And when they're saying that, they have a free will and they can die if they want to. And then there are just some people just will not believe. I don't care how much you minister to them, talk to them, they won't. But you know, the most important thing is being born again. That's the most important miracle we'll ever have, having that relationship with God. You know, I thank God for His blessings, but we thank God mostly because He's our Savior and that He loves us and cares for us. And there, you know, anyway, He said, let your conversation, He said, in other words, use wisdom when you use finances in your life. But He said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper and the Lord will help me to work this out. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know the Lord does, and He's going to help me to work this out. And nor will He forsake me. He'll work with me right on to the very end. He's not afraid or fearful. He's not afraid of the IRS. He's not afraid of the government. He's not afraid of anything in life. That He said that the Lord said, I can boldly say that He's my helper. Yeah. Listen, and God knows how to help somebody. He helped David get out of the lion's den. He helped Shadrach, Meshach get out of the fire. You understand? God is a miracle-working God, and God can and will work miracles. He'll work miracles for you. You don't have to have a perfect life or live a perfect life for God to work miracles. I think the closer you live the Lord, the easier it is to get one, though. But He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. God's not going to run from your problems. He's not going to run and hide Himself. You know, Matthew, I don't want you to turn there, but Matthew chapter 6 says this, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. God knows you need things. You need friendships. You need friends. You need people in your life. Life's so much easier with friends if you've got friends in your life. He knows you need money to pay your bills with. He knows you need help. He knows you need guidance. He knows you need protection. God knows you need all these things. But He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You see, God is not against us being blessed and helped, but He wants us to put Him first. He wants to be first in our life. He wants that first love to be the love for Him, and then these things follow afterwards. But God, no, regardless, He loves you, He cares for you, and He'll always be there for you. He'll always be there to try to help you. Whether a person gets rebellious or whatever, God still loves them, and God is always trying to help them and trying to get into their life. But the more you learn to open up, the more you learn to cooperate with Him, the more you learn how to use your faith, and the more you learn how to just quickly say, "The Lord is my helper, and He'll help me to get through this." Turn your Bibles, and this will be my last scripture, Proverbs chapter 3. I learned this way back earlier in my ministry, and it was a big help to me years ago and still is today. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 25 and verse 26. He said this, "Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh." Verse 26, "For the Lord shall be thy confidence," or your confidence, "and shall keep your foot from being taken." What's he saying? He said, don't be afraid when all these things pop up. Yeah, you know these pop-ups. You know, you get up and your refrigerator don't work. You go get in your car and it knocks off. You come back home and your heater don't run. You go and you look and your mailbox is full of bills. He said, don't be afraid of sudden fears, nor of desolation of the wicked. In other words, when wicked people or people try to harass you or people try to do things against you, people try to get you fired on your job, people gossip about you, people criticize you, and people do all kinds of things and evil against you. He said, don't be afraid of these things. He said, "For the Lord shall be your confidence and shall keep your foot from falling." That's what he's saying. He said that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper." I remember, this is a long time ago. I've been in ministry over 40 years now. My third church, I pastored churches in my earlier days. And I took a real troubled, fighting church. Not just a troubled church, a fighting church. I mean, they were at odds with one another. Fighting like, I mean, listen, you couldn't went into a bar somewhere and fought any harder than they were fighting in each other. So the Lord sent me to help try to straighten that stuff out, you know. Well, in doing that, they got mad with me. And they, at the time, listen, the church was running about, I guess it run about 160 or 70 people, 150, and it was up and down that range. And they had seven deacons. And four of them came to me one day, walked right up to me and said, "We don't like you, and we're going to get you out." I said, "Well, I love you, and you're not going to get me out, because the Lord is my helper. You got to go through the Lord to get me out." And guess what? They never got me out. I got all them out. They all left. You see, and that's what he said. Don't be afraid of sudden fear. When all kinds of things come your way and pop up just out of nowhere, all of a sudden all these things come up. All of a sudden something comes up, a bad report or a bad information or something coming up. He said, don't be afraid. For the Lord shall be your confidence. See, don't forget. You know, when the Lord fed the 5,000 out in the desert, if you go up like a page or two later, you find out the disciples forgot all about that. Jesus had to remind them. He said, "As your hearts become hardened, can't you remember what I did and fed the 5,000?" See, don't let your heart become hardened. Remember, you remember David, before he went out and fought the giant, went out to fight Goliath, before he went out to fight the giant. He started rehearsing things. He remembered. The Lord helped me to beat the lion. The Lord helped me to beat the bear, and he'll defeat this giant. He's nothing. He's a nothing. He's an uncircumcised Philistine, and we'll just tear his head off. We'll just feed him to the buzzards. He said, because the Lord is with me. You see, that we may boldly say. See what he did? He was building himself up. He was building himself up. He was remembering what the Lord. See, you can go back in your life and remember things that God did in your life. You can go back and pull up miracles that God did and say, the same God, he's working in my life. The only difference is you've grown in faith. Your faith's on a higher level. And you're able to initiate a higher level of miracles because of that. The Lord is my strength. And I will not be afraid of what people say and what people do. Now, don't let the doubt in your head stop the faith in your heart. You see, when any kind of fear comes, now fear will try to get in that mind. Fear will attack that mind. And listen, your mind will put on a picture show. Your mind will start showing you picture. He'll show you just like a theater. You can see yourself just completely falling apart. You can see your money just falling apart. You can see them taking your house away and your car away and doing all these things. Your mind will put up a picture show or show you you're in the hospital and everything else. You see, don't listen to your mind. Listen to your heart. Face of the heart. When your mind is, all that fear is attacking your mind, just say from your heart what you believe. I believe that the Lord is the strength of my life. I believe that God is helping me. I believe that God is working this out. I believe that I have the total victory over this situation. The whole time, your head is giving you trouble. But face of the heart. So don't let the doubt in your head stop the faith that's in your heart. As long as you keep saying what you believe, just keep saying what you believe. Keep saying what you believe. And just don't pay any attention to your head. Because faith doesn't come out of the head. It comes out of the heart. I mean, a number of times, I've just sat there and just kept speaking and kept speaking and kept speaking and kept speaking and kept speaking. And just kept speaking and kept speaking and kept speaking. And just kept speaking and speaking and speaking. And my mind said, well, it ain't working, is it? Yeah, it's working. What? Listen to this. There it is. I got the victory. I got it right now. He said, I don't see nothing. Well, I don't care what you see. I see it. You see, the devil put on a picture show. He'll put on a mind picture show with voice, too. I mean, he'll have words flowing with that picture show he's showing you. You can hear him talking to your mind, but I don't listen to the devil. I don't listen to my mind. I listen to the Word of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit of God. God is a miracle-working God. Now, let me say this. Unless you renew your mind, the thoughts in your mind will hold you in bondage. You see, it is important to draw a picture of victory in your mind. It's important to draw that picture and see it. To get your mind cooperating with your spirit. And you can do that and you know what I'm talking about. See, in my earlier days, I didn't know how to do that. And I had a real struggle in life. But now, you see, I can draw that picture in my mind. I can see myself winning the victory. I can see myself winning victory in Jesus' name. I can see it in Jesus' name. See, you can renew your mind. And your mind will aid in your faith. It'll help your faith. A story just come up. I'll tell it anyway. It's helpful. You know, people don't think the mind plays any part into it, but the Bible says He'll give it. He says God is abundantly will bless you according to what you think or ask. Yeah. So thinking is important. Even though the devil can't, if you even got negative thoughts in your mind, he can't stop your faith if you keep speaking. But I remember my earlier days of ministry, and I won't go into that. We struggled financially. I mean, we extremely struggled. I mean, it was hard. You know, when I pastored for years, and I stepped out to go into evangelistic ministry about the time they had the Holy Wars. Jim Baker and all them fellas were fighting it out on the airways. When they did, nobody wanted evangelists at the time because, you know, man, if that's what we got, we don't want them, you know. And here I was, the Lord told me to step out by faith. Man, you're talking about hard. Oh, brother, it was it hard. And then I never told anybody. I have never called a pastor and asked him, could I speak for him? Never have. Never. Nor have I asked a pastor to give me an offering. I just let them do as the Lord leads. But we were just going along there, boy, and it was getting harder and harder and harder and harder. I mean, it was getting extremely hard, my wife would tell you. And it was just getting harder and harder. And my faith was on a low level back then. And I went to sleep one night and had a dream. And in that dream, I saw for the next 2 years it would get harder than it was. And I thought to myself, how in the world can it get any harder than it is? Drier and dustier. So I said, well, I better prepare my wife because she's involved in this too. You know, I brought her out here. And I told her, and she said, how in the world can it get any harder than this? I said, I don't know, but it will. And it did too, brother. It fulfilled all 2 years of it. But I tell you what, we had to bear down. You know, you had to take chewing gum and half it. You couldn't afford to eat, chew the whole one. You ever done that? You ever take the water your milk down? You ever had to water it down? Would you take your everything, water everything down. I mean, listen, trim everything down to the last notch. And I remember a pastor called me. I had to go to Raleigh. And I had enough gas to go there, but didn't have enough gas to get back. But I said, I believe God. I believe that God's a miracle-working God. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going, Lord, and if I don't get back, I'll stay in Raleigh the rest of my life. And I said, but I'm going. So I went down there, and I didn't say a thing. And me and the pastor were fellowshipping together. He said, I don't know why, but he said, I feel led to give you $20. I said, well, I feel led to take it because I know why. So I went and filled my car up with gas. But anyway, we got out of that one. I can tell you a lot of those stories, you know. But you see, be not afraid of sudden fear. God knows how to get you out of a mess. God knows how to straighten a mess out. God knows how to work a mess out, whether it's education, whatever it is you need in life. Let me tell this story. Now I'm going to have to quit now. When I went to Bible college, you know, I come out of school and I didn't do good in school. I didn't pay attention. I daydreamed, threw spitballs, pulled the girls' pigtails and stood in the hall, went to the principal. Well, that's the truth. Hundreds of whippings when I went to school. I mean, I got whipped all the time. Go home, get whipped. But it didn't do any good. I just had my rebellious ways about it. Well, when I got out of school, you know, and then the Lord called me to, you know, in the ministry, I went to Bible school. Now, really, if I'd known how to be led by the Spirit, I probably wouldn't even went at that time or that particular one. But anyway, I was there and I was trying to learn. And the first day they started talking, I was, what in the world are they talking about? I don't understand the word they're saying up there. And then the professor said, well, it's going to get harder than this. I said, oh, God, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. Oh, Lord, Lord, oh, God, why don't you call me down here? So we went along, and I wasn't doing good at all. I'll be honest with you. I was not doing good at all. I wasn't studying and trying. My poor old mind just wasn't suck it in, you know. I said, oh, God. We had a test coming up, and I remember one night. I can see it right now. I can see a picture of it as clear as bell. Where were we living? We almost starved to death there, now that you mention it. Anyway, that's back before we learned faith and how faith worked, too, you know. But anyway, I got down beside my study, and I said, Lord, you led me here. I come here because you led me. And Lord, I'm just going to believe you're going to help me. I'm going to believe you're my helper. I'm just going to trust you, Lord, that you'll help me to learn. And this is the truth. I got up, and all of a sudden, my understanding was opened up. And I could remember. And all of a sudden, you see, that darkness in my mind left my mind, and my mind was opened up to learn. And I passed that next test. And then I passed the next, and passed the next. You see, because that darkness, you live in the world, you live for the world, you live for the world for so many years, it'll just clamp your mind and your understanding down to where you can't hardly understand. But you know, Ephesians says, you know, opening the understanding, Lord, that he just opened my understanding. And from then on out, I've never had trouble learning from then on out. I'm not as smart as some people are, but it may take me a week to learn what they learn in a day, but I'll get it. I'll get it. I get it. You see, but thank God I get it. I eventually get it. I may be a little slow, but I'm going to get it. I'll catch up. And if I live long enough, I'll catch up. But thank God I learn enough to get me through this life. Amen. Well, all right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And every one of you has got a testimony you could give today. But God wants you to always remember, the Lord is my helper. You may come to a place you just don't know what to do. Start praying in other tongues. If you have the prayer, if you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, just start praying. And don't stop praying until you hear from the Lord. He will eventually speak to you. The Bible says, seek and you shall find. There are times I know what to do. It's written in the Word of God. I can ask and receive because it's written. It's promised to me. But there are times that there's things that's, you know, they're so complicated. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to use wisdom on it. That's when you seek the Lord. You understand the difference? And you start seeking Him for His wisdom and guidance. And He said He would give it to you. Thank you, Jesus. Knock and the door would be open. Thank you, Lord. His door is not closed to us. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray. Our Father, we thank You, Lord, for the wonderful grace and mercy You have shown us as believers, Lord, and You show it to the whole world. Thank You, Lord, for helping us to be a witness for somebody in somebody's life. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. I pray for every individual person here, Lord. All of us have our challenges, Lord. All of us facing certain challenges. Help us, Lord, with Your wisdom, Your guidance. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. We're going to praise You for it. And Lord, in the meantime, we're going to boldly say, You're our helper. You're helping me. You're helping me to get through this. We praise You for it and thank You for it in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. The Lord's my helper. Always listen to that inward witness on the inside of you. That inward witness you receive in your heart is to help you, to guide you. That little unction on the inside of you. We praise You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. That little unction you get, that little witness. You know, yesterday me and my wife was headed out trying to stretch our legs before we had to babysit. Trying to stretch and get a little bit of, like, you know, just get all stretched out. I had a witness to go to a certain store. I just knew we were supposed to go there. Well, we went in looking around, you know, and all of a sudden there was a man standing right beside our men. I don't know, I made a little comment, he made a little comment, and I had a little witness there. Then all of a sudden he said something, and I knew, I said, he's in ministry. There's something that was said. It was not, I've spoken out, but I knew it. I said, that's the reason I'm here. Then I got to talking to him, and he was a pastor of a church and just had a church split. And you could tell he was extremely discouraged. Young minister. So I began to talk to him, begin to speak to him, begin to speak into his life, begin to feed his faith, begin to tell him how much the Lord loved him, how much the Lord would just be right in there with him to help him and let him know, you know, even if you made little mistakes, whoever, whatever, the Lord's still there. He'll always be with you. He's there to help you. And kept talking. And we sat there probably 20 minutes or more. Kept on until I knew he had it. I knew he had it. He was going to be all right. See, I knew it in the spirit. I knew I'd put enough word in him to get him across, help get him, you know, down the road, you know. I knew it. I said, that way he fed his spirit. See, I wasn't trying to feed his mind. I was feeding his spirit. Get that faith to come up because he had a lot of problems in his head. And I told him, I pointed to him. I said, you got a witness in your heart. Listen to it. Listen to it. It'll get you through this storm of life. And God will. Always listen to that little witness in your heart. Listen to it and take it out. Roll it over in and out of your spirit. Roll it over. The Lord is the strength of my life. He's my strength. You know, it's that personal relationship you have with God that makes all the world a difference. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm going to wait around a minute and see if the Lord shows me. He has already showed me some things, and I'll minister to a few people, and then we'll dismiss. I'm not going to hold you much longer here. And then we'll come back tonight, and we'll do a little bit more. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we do praise you, Lord, for the work, the move of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit working in our lives, and we give you praise for it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'll start with what I know. I was praying last Thursday, and I saw you again. I see you a lot, yeah. But I'm here to tell you this. I'm supposed to lay hands on you and pray for you. But I saw myself come over to pray for you and to tell you this. Keep your mind renewed. So you're newer in this than he is. He's been in this a long time. He's got a renewed mind. Look at it right there. That is a renewed mind right there. But keep your mind renewed. You see, God is your healer. He is your healer. I don't care what you go through or what you have gone through. He's still your healer. It's a matter of, I believe I receive healing. I receive healing in my heart, or I receive healing in my lungs, or I receive it. Whatever you need, just keep it. It's a matter of receiving, not struggling, not trying to figure it out. It's just simple, basic faith. Lord, I believe I receive. And then just start talking to where you want that healing to go in. Say, if I wanted it to go in my left foot, my left big toe, I'd say, I thank you, Lord, my left big toe is healed. Lord, I praise you that my left big toe is healed. See, God is a healing God. And don't ever, now here's what I really saw. Don't come to the place you think you have to be sick. Or have to, you understand, you know, when the devil attacks you, resist it. Don't let your mind settle, don't let your mind side up with sickness, side up with the Word of God. Keep your mind renewed with the Word. And even when you battle certain things, just keep saying, I believe I'm well. I believe I'm whole. I believe I'm made whole. I believe the Lord has made me whole. I believe that by His stripes I am healed. You see what I'm talking about? Fight it off. Don't give in to it. Don't ever come to a place just because you have age on your life, you think you have to be sick. You don't. I'll tell this quick story. I was woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. One morning I saw our superintendent, Brother Cookman, and I can prove this. He was dying of a heart attack. And as soon as the Lord, I saw this vision, I saw this angel. He stood right beside me, and I was watching Brother Cookman as he was dying of a heart attack. And he said, the Lord don't want him to die. But if you don't intercede in tongues and other tongues right now, he is going to die. So I started praying as hard as I could in other tongues, kept praying for him. And I kept saying, the Lord is his helper. The Lord is his helper. He will not die. The Lord is his helper. And I kept praying. And then all of a sudden, the joy of the Lord came into my heart. I said, he'll live and not die. So I wrote him a letter and told him what I saw. And look, he lived 18, almost 19, 20 years after that episode he had. He lived in divine health for almost 20 years later. I saw him 18 years later after that, and he pulled that letter out and showed me that letter he carried around with him. He said he read it once in a while just to renew his mind, that he don't have to die of disease or sickness. He's going to live his life out. And then standing there where he was at, he looked over and looked me right in the eye. He said, but you know what, Brother Moore? He said, I believe it's time for me to go home. I'm not going to be here much longer. And less than a year later, he passed away. But it was the will of God. Is the will of God. He fulfilled his ministry. See, and don't give in to sickness. Fight it with every might you got. Fight it with every word you got in you. Fight it with all your might, you see. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And you are doing that. Don't get me wrong. But he wants you to do it more. Do it on a stronger level. You see, because the kind of what comes against you, you got to put more against it than it comes against you. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I loose that anointing, that healing anointing to flow into her body. I break the power of any kind of disease or any kind of disease in her body and command it to loose and come out in Jesus' name right now. Lord, I call her heart well. I call her valves in her heart well. I call her blood veins well. I call her body well in Jesus' name because of what Jesus did for her, because of the blood stripes of the Lord Jesus. Lord, let her be made whole in Jesus' name. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now I'm going to pray for you, Brother Lewis. I see a spirit attacking you. But we're going to bind it up. Father, in Jesus' name, I bind the devil that's trying to attack my brother, Lord, and I command it to loose it in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, thank you for working in his life. Thank you for the victories you've given him all through his life, Lord. Lord, I call his body well in Jesus' name. I call his body made whole in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For I would say unto thee, be thou relaxed in me, saith the Lord. Have I not led you in the past? Shall I not lead you in the future? Yes, I'll lead you and guide you right on to the last days of your life. I say, rejoice in me. Be at peace. Be at peace. For I say unto thee, I, the Lord God, know how to lead you and guide you, and I will do so. So be thou relaxed in me, saith the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. By the stripes of the Lord Jesus, he's healed. Father, in Jesus' name, I loose this from her sinuses, this infection. Come out in Jesus' name right now. Lord, I thank you for your healing power flowing in her sinuses. Now, I did see that anointing go in your sinuses right then. So it will clear up completely. Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name, Lord. We praise you for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Is there a lady in here that has a swollen ankle or a foot? I saw a foot. You know, it swells up. It may not be swollen now. You have trouble with it. Just wait right there. I'll go back there. Hallelujah. All right. Which foot is it? All right. Yeah, that's the one I saw. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Lord. You just say, I believe I receive healing in my left foot and left ankle. Father, I loose that a healing anointing to flow. Yeah, there it goes, down into that foot. Whatever's causing this swelling, come out in Jesus' name right now. Lord, we call this foot and ankle made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for it. Oh, Rabba, Sisha, Parabba, Kupa, Rabba, Sasha, Parabba. Thank you, Lord. And she's healed and made whole in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I see you praying for somebody. I think it's somebody that's like your grandkids or somebody like that around you. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see you praying for her. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep praying. Keep praying. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes people won't listen to us, but they can't stop us from praying. I can tell you that right now. Hallelujah. Our prayer, the Bible says a righteous prayer, a man's prayer, a righteous person's prayer availeth much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for working in her. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus, for the work of the Holy Spirit flowing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When I was walking by here, I felt in my spirit and I saw a job open up for somebody. Does anybody need a job? And I was coming back. I saw the same thing. Is anybody looking a job or need? Okay. Hold it right there. That's the reason I stopped right there. You come right across this hill. Saved me steps. I didn't have to walk all the way back to the front.
Amen.
All right. When I was walking that way, I saw it. And when I come back, I saw it again. Thank you, Lord. Do you have a job now? All right. Well, the Lord's going to give you a job. You like working? Well, good. Because he's going to give you a job.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. That job is yours. Now, the Lord knows how to lead you to it and guide you to it. He'll guide you. It may take a while, but he's going to do it. And I'm going to break the power of the enemy working against you. Father, in Jesus' name, I break the power of the enemy trying to stop this job from coming to her. Lord, you're going to help her to find it. Lord, we command the angels of the Lord to help her and to guide her through the Holy Spirit. Lord, we're going to believe the Holy Spirit will lead her to it. There's somebody going to hire her. There's somebody that wants her to work for them. We're going to believe you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, as I laid my hands there, I just saw something, a flash in the Spirit. There are other needs you have. I see some other needs you have in your life. I'm not going to speak anything out, but I'm going to just say this. The Lord is working. He's working in your life. Just keep speaking your faith. Keep talking your faith in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Well, I'm not going to hold you much longer. I just saw somebody's teeth. Does anybody have any gum problems or teeth problems? Like your gums ache real bad or something? I just saw it in front of somebody's teeth. Anybody have any problems? Okay, well, let me go back here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I know as the older we get, sometimes we do have problems, you know. But the Lord is still our healer, and we're going to believe God for healing. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we loose your healing power to flow into his gums, into his teeth. Lord, in Jesus' name, any kind of a disease or anything that would try to get into his gums, we rebuke it and command it to go in Jesus' name. Lord, we're going to call his teeth and gums well and made whole in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to say to you, though, I still see you praying in the Spirit. There's some kind of urgency that you're picking up in the Spirit to pray. It's an unction of the Spirit. It's more than just you this time. It's an unction of the Spirit. So you pray that out right on then. Just keep praying and you feel that leave your spirit, okay? Because I saw you just then and you were still praying, and it's more than just you this time. And you may be praying about other things, but for some reason the Lord wants you to spend some time praying in the Spirit, all right? Just do that until you feel the peace of God. Now, this could go on for days, but when you feel real peace in your heart, you know it's settled in the heavens. You know it's settled in the spirit realm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it's been a joy to be with you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to close out, but all of a sudden I saw a flash in the Spirit. I see in the Spirit. I get to seeing things. I just thought, phew, I saw an anointing just drop into the congregation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's praise the Lord a minute. Whatever you need, you may have a personal need in your life, and maybe the Lord don't need to go talk to you. It's just something he'll deal with, your personal affairs or personal life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we praise you for it. In Jesus' name. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let me step right over here real quickly. I'm going to close out. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let me pray for you. What I want you to do is listen to your spirit for a while. You do it anyway. But just pay special attention to it, because I saw the anointing right beside you. And the Lord's trying to get something. He's trying to help you, guide you in something. I don't know what it is. You may know what it is. But he's always guiding us anyway about things, you know. So just have an attentive spirit. Listen to your spirit, you see. Pray everything out real good. You know, it's sort of like sometimes, you know, before I go out of the house, I'll start praying, because, you know, you never know, the devil may be trying to set up some trap down the road for an accident or something, and I'll pray until I get the peace of God. It don't usually take but a few minutes, but that extra few minutes makes a difference sometimes. But for whatever reason, I saw the anointing standing beside you, and he's wanting to guide you in some areas. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for helping him to make the right decisions. Thank you, Lord, for guiding him. Thank you, Lord, for speaking into his heart. Thank you, Lord, for keeping him safe and protecting him and watching over him in Jesus' name. Lord, we're going to thank you for protecting him, his loved ones, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're not in fear, nor we're going to walk in fear, but we do stay on the alert at all times. Father, in Jesus' name, now whatever it is, speak to his heart. In Jesus' name, we're going to praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you. I've thoroughly enjoyed being with you. If where you can, come on back tonight. Amen.